Blog Talk Radio.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Move out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Thank you.
banger.
She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. One for the trouble, for the trouble. Two for the bass, two for the bass. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. One for the trouble, for the trouble. Two for the bass, two for the bass. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything.
Shout out to my nigga Mike Cruz, I'm in the family. I'm down, I'm down, I'm down. price to pay to make it whole, take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. They yo's, they must my flow, but they yo. I don't trust the soul, that's all I know we need to. These evil streets to meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross, rip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with
the King.
Hot new mix.
Never happened.
Imagine no rapping, imagine niggas trapped.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This is Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Yep, we back at it again. That's like True West Children. This is Andy J. here in the building along with Sweetie and Muda Ali holding that with it. Y'all know it is. Pack it to me. What's happening?
The hell y'all doing?
Shit, it's tough, y'all see.
I've been going through reading everybody still putting up their bullshit.
Oh, man, you know what? This has been the longest running Super Bowl ever.
Man, that shit was boring as hell, though, that game. I'm telling you, I don't care what nobody say. That shit was boring.
It was boring. The only highlight of the game was seeing Urshan Malik reach keys. That was it.
That time, The overtime got my attention.
What did you
do? So I'm like, y'all waiting.
They talking about he molested me. Man, That's how black folk dance hell. When we slow jack, we touch parts we ain't supposed to. Niggas don't slow drag them over with their hand on your hip or boil your ass. Uh-uh.
Oh, no.
Niggas don't dance like that. That's why women don't slow drag too much no more, unless they with their man. Ain't no more like you used to go to the club and you can just stroll across the dance floor. Thought you been spotting this little mama all night.
It's because people don't know how to dance no more. They just take you on the dance floor and molest you, shit. Ain't nobody cut no rug no more.
Well, they know that might be the one and only chance to feel their fantasy. Twelve, you be outside in the parking lot, looking at everybody in the car trying to find them. Let's go. You should be a follower. You be gonna pull a wig off, untuck some nuts, and got some bag of jeans on.
Bro, you crazy. I'm gonna pull the wig out. You see some nuts. The girl you be looking for in the club. You know, I tell you what, if they look too perfect, you might want to check on that.
Man, I act like I'm Ray Charles. I can't even see.
That makeup be, man, I ain't gonna lie. They be fresh.
Yeah, they be fresh.
Look at them in my chin. On a daily basis, I look at myself and like, bag of lady. Because I don't be giving this shit to you trying to go somewhere. Everybody is like, what y'all doing all that just to do nothing? So I'm going to go lay down and put makeup all over the pillow and all and have acne because I'm wearing makeup every day. Like, I'm good at all this. I'm a hood chick anyway, kind of sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my sister, though, used to be Marvin without stilettos on until you find out you can run them down. You could run them down like that.
I bet not catch y'all in no stilettos. I won't put a switch out like an old phone. Put a switch out.
Oh, no. Look, people got messed up knees, messed up backs.
All because of the little.
But that'll take everything else.
Motherfucker, you pull them hydros and try to get walk on the little. They'll be the ones you see the foot and their shoes be going to side and shit. The pain pills don't go off. They trying to get out of them.
Yeah, nah, I ain't gonna lie. We got a friend like that.
Yeah.
She fly as hell. Then when her stuff started weighing out, she be like, uh-uh. She like, oh, I'm ready to take this meat off. Uh-uh, it's hot.
Yeah. Oh, you know, she done went to the fifth room. She done pulled that retainer off, everything. Come back up like a whole nother person.
Now she take her stuff out of my homegirl, but she funny though. And she'll get dressed all the fucking way up. And then as we want to like riding around, when I used to ride with her, as the day go on, she be like, these shoes are my feet hurt now. Where my real suit? Put. And then she'll change the shoes. Oh no, I don't know about this. And then she'll change the shoes.
I always it's the little old flat sandals.
I don't know.
To them around the house. Just burn a breath.
And that's probably why everybody got bad feet right there. Walking in them little hard ass. What I call them gladiators? I call them in them city trends, them beauty supplies, those.
Yeah.
Everybody's wearing their flat shoes, them jelly beans, and them ones that lace up.
Hell yeah.
good time.
And the toes always hanging out the end of them. How you get them toes hanging on?
It's going to be the toes or the heels, either one. Because you know they ain't going to be the toes. So.
He'll be looking like a train rock.
Ever since they put Payless so I've been having hell finding shoes. Cause I got big feet in the first damn place. I can't imagine what everybody else going through. The people that's actually tall.
Now the niggas bottom out.
Yeah.
Niggas pay less out of business. They couldn't keep them $17 for that older than them.
I'm telling you.
And you can tell the chicken shot the pay less. You can tell the chicken at the club that shot the pay less in that shoe because she always want her heel break.
Look, I ain't gonna lie. At the end, towards the end, Payless had some good ass shoes. Like they had, they shit was soft and everything. I was like, man. And now I go buy shoes. I'm like, oh shit, what happened to Cloud Walkers or whatever the hell they call them damn shoes?
Yeah.
Cause all they sell now is these hard bottom ass shoes with no cushion in it and all that. Like, oh no.
Yeah. Just big feet for the hell out of it.
Them non-stick shoes from work. I mean, no slip shoes ain't no damn better. All of them hurt, too. You can kick a nigga upside the head with them non-stick shoes.
And them be the worst motherfuckers to get a whooping with, we, you know.
Sure we. Nah, they ain't had none of them around for me. I'm glad, though. But talking about getting a whooping, don't nothing hurt more than having to go pick your own switch or go pick your own shoe for somebody to hit you with and shit.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Man, Grandma did that one time. Told me, go get a shoe. I took her to shoot, tore my ass up. I said, man, never again. The next time she said, go get a shoe, I took her one of them little, what you call them? The ones everybody wear now, they ain't Mary Janes, but they little, them little ass shoes like them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, with the little soft bottom on it.
Yeah.
She started laughing, said, get your ass out of here.
Them hard ass retractable shoes.
Oh man, I remember that. These kids need some whoopings today, man. Cause it only takes a couple of them. You rethink everything. You like, hell no, I ain't got. Come on, we gonna go over here. I'm like, hell no, I ain't going over there.
Yeah. That's too crazy. The city is crazy.
Yeah. I broke the mold. Everybody, one person do something, everybody else, everybody used to get their ass whooped at the same time.
Yeah.
Shit, when you look at the side, you see us at the side, nigga, I be standing clearly across the field away from everybody. I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. And they be like, why you wasn't playing with everybody else? I be trying, I was just under the tree. Why you ain't playing with them? I just wanted to be by myself. I just like how I feel under the tree. I wasn't snitching, but I wasn't trying to get my ass looked. Like, you ain't gonna catch me in the group. And y'all say, come on, we about to go do this. We about to do this. I'm like, no, I'm good. I am good. All that shit, playing fucking touch football in the grass and tackling niggas in the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Life was good. I heard that said Beyonce. I went and listened to it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Her voice yes, sounds yes. good, but like, it's some damn bluegrass. I'm like, this is bluegrass. And you said country.
For
music.
Real.
You meant that.
That's what I see here. You just put everybody back in oppression.
I'm telling you. But some people happy. Talking about she reclaiming all the music. She reclaiming black music. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Say she ain't too bad. That's all I say.
It's just something they would do with her anyway. Anything she would have did, they was going to have an angle to it.
I guess she bored with all the rest of the stuff. She done about did everything. On
I
want to
hear track 6 and 7. I want to hear some tracks on down the line. I'm curious to hear more of the album. I can't say that.
You know, I thought it was going to be like, when you said country, I thought it was going to be like to the left.
Yeah.
That was a country song, you know what I'm saying? So I thought it was like that with the guitar strings, and this was I forgot how they used to dance to that shit, but that's all I thought about. I was like, hell no.
Yeah, I tell you something else, man.
Yeah, I wonder how drunk she was when she decided to do that.
Or what kind of drunk she was. That's was she really drunk or was she just calm drunk? I don't know what to say. That was a pitiful. But I like Beyonce. She gonna be all right. She gonna be all right. Sell her a few million, they gonna sold her. She done already topped the Billboard charts already.
White people gonna eat that shit up, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. If she topped the Billboard charts, it'll stop all the rest of the other shit that's going on, because everybody else is just talking about each other back and forth.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get some good music this first quarter. Speaking of good music, we got a couple new jams here on the true as well. So we're going to jump into a couple of them. Let y'all check them out. I got a brand new jam from Kenesha, brand new jam from Cali Boy, Prodigy. Man, let's go on. We got a whole lot of different shit. Domingo, you in tonight, and some old and some new. But hey, we're going to give you a couple of jams, and we'll be right back to this show. We got Sweet Pea and your boy here, Lord Holden there, like we always do. We is the real truth. And you can't change that. Let's go. What else I was in place? Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. one step more.
Forever change my loneliness. All I need for time to prove my love. Happiness in this soul is what I'm striving towards. If I die, see my ghost back to finish up. I know that's your favorite, but if I die, I meant when I said today. Travel to the moon and back, yeah. Just to let you know that I got your back. All your problems ain't no problems, girl, I handle that. And if you fall, I'll put your fine ass back on track. Put your weight on my shoulders, girl, I'm your Hercules. Your destination like Moses, girl, I will part those seas. Fight the battles, cause winning wars ain't shit to me. If I fall down, I'll fight on my bloody knees. I'm gonna take one step more. You're the blood that goes through my veins. I can't breathe without you. You're my oxygen. You provide my support. You're my skeleton. I stand strong, you're my rock, I found my diamond. You're the oil in my motor that keeps my engine going. You're the amp in my battery that keeps my juices going. You're the part of my brain that keeps me knowing. I'll be there for you, cause that's what God told me. The love I have for you, it's the same love that the Lord has for me. It's unconditional.
Played.
I said, don't you leave me, girl. Here on my own, I know I did you wrong. Yeah, I said, don't you leave me, girl. Here on my own, I know I've done you wrong. Yeah,
baby, let me explain. I know I
fucked up the many times, but this is not the same. I was just hanging with my friends, show enough. Maybe some of them were lady friends, no stop. True enough, I'm extra friendly when I'm drinking. But I promise you, it was no happy ending. While I'm sipping, I'm imagining you. Cause when I get home, I'ma show you what that liquor
do. I said, don't you leave me, girl. Here on my own, I know I did you wrong, yeah. I said, don't you leave me, girl. Here on my own, I know I've done you wrong, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I be thinking, and in my head I be freaking. She bouncing up, it's enough. Oh, no, I best believe in believing.
I said, don't you leave me, girl.
Here on my own, I know I did you wrong. I said, don't you leave me, girl. Here on my own, I know I did you wrong.
Driving at a dead end blinded. Ain't no love in the hood. lonely heart storm. My love letters to the innocent and unborn. All the babies that died upon the table wasn't able to breathe, cause the family wasn't able. Can't blame her, I would do the same. All I could give it was my debt and my last name. Cause ain't it came, things changed, living up and down. Hard life got me walking with my head down. Wearing frowns, wasn't meant to be, was I wrong? But I'm never get to know, so I carry on. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. My words to my firstborn, yeah, it feel.
All the babies that died on the abortion table, you know, all the mothers that, because they had the choice, they had the choice.
Is right chill.
Hey, him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is La Homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
Aloha, we are back in the building, man. Everybody here. Up in this thing, sleepy, Buddha Ali. And JoJo Loco and King Scratch, we're back.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm fine. You doing all right? I'm right.
Oh, we all right. How you doing, girl? You started it, so I'm just saying. How you doing? What the business is?
No. We were just talking about something about a little bit of everything. Talking about how we used to get our ass whooped when we was little, and the Beyonce and her bluegrass music that she doing.
I'm just trying to be a cowgirl sitting up here in the white man's world.
Hey, what Rick James saying? It's okay.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I've been thinking that for a while now.
Help love, how you feeling, bro? Well, that's what I feel like when I be talking to motherfuckers, like I'm Charlie Brown teacher around this motherfucker. All the grown folks, Charlie Brown, that's what they, ma. All right, yeah, mama, we're going to take the dog outside.
Yeah, he's good shit right there. I used to get my ass whooped so much for marking Charlie Brown in with that shit. You know, you ever get somebody saying something to you and heard it before, you don't want to hear again, and you start doing that to them?
Yep.
Yeah, that's how I used to get them assholes in front of mama. She could let me do something. I heard it every time. She could make it to him again, and I start womp, womp, womp. Yeah, it didn't last long.
Yeah, I tried to avoid ass whoopings. I got them when I just had to have them. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to get this ass whooping.
I'm taking it all today.
Yeah, I'm going to take it all today. Fuck all that. You know what I mean?
They thought I was going to be a lawyer when I was little, scratch, because I used to be, they be talking to me, but I be answering the question. They be like, ready to whoop you. Now, what the hell you do that for? Why did you go over there and that? And I'm like, well, my hands was dirty, so I needed to wash them. Well, why you didn't tell nobody? Well, I woke, tried to wake everybody up, and everybody told me to leave, and I can't reach the thing, so I just pulled the thing over there and washed my hands, and they were like, get your ass out of my face.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going to tell you the realest shit I ever wrote. I don't lie. You know, because, you know, that's what something that I did when I was young. I used to lie and shit. But when I started getting older, I stopped lying. So it's almost like if a motherfucker say, okay, what's on your mind right now, or how you feel about me, I have to tell the motherfuckers how I feel. If it's going to be good for them or whatever. So it's just hard to lie. I mean, yeah, we told the biggest lie ever this weekend, but you know what I'm saying? That's a whole other story. We told the biggest lie ever this weekend.
No, we bet the truth to be in our favor.
Yeah, we you know, it wasn't even, I won't call it a lie, it's called scare tactics. You know, so.
Hey, man, that's the one
what'd you say?
Military Mind by Tupac?
Yeah. Yeah, so we just did a scare tactic. It was a big ass lie, but we put that shit together and made it seem like we were somewhere that we wasn't. Oh, that shit was dope as fuck though. And then we had an insider letting us know exactly where they was. So when the motherfuckers was going to eat some seafood, they motherfuckers say, oh, they getting ready to get some seafood. I was like, I want some seafood, you bitch ass nigga.
Oh, y'all had a mole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a mole. And that motherfucker was the one that because as soon as I seen that nigga, he took a picture with my mole. I was like, that's my homegirl. And she was driving around with the motherfuckers. So everywhere they went, she told me where they was.
Yeah, knock on the door.
So I was like, all right. I like, you know I'm right across the street. You lucky you standing by them police. I'll come get your ass right now. What was the other with JoJo? I think I said, all right, now you in the hotel. Bring your bitch ass outside. I'll fuck you up right now.
Come on, that nigga gonna say, there's cameras out there.
I said, bring your bitch ass outside. I'll fuck you up right now. So everywhere he went, the mole was telling me where they was. And we were sitting at home. Even my mole thought we was out there.
So look, do y'all got any anything like a text message or anything? A old boy saying that y'all gonna get paid something else?
Nope.
I got everything. I got every text message. I got every fucking. I keep everything. I don't give a shit.
He owed JoJo $2,800.
So look, let's look it up. I'm gonna see. how much it costs to go to the small claims. Because he could pay, he'll have to pay the court costs.
And we got his address.
Because if he got everything, he can get his ass.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about it. I mean, it'd be good if we do go through the court. I want to wet the nigga personally.
You could just take that shit down. You don't have to go to court. You could take it down. Either they put it back right or it's gone.
I just want my nigga
to
get paid.
He'll have to go to court.
I want my nigga to get paid. This ain't got nothing to do with me. It got something to do with JoJo because I brought him in on this project. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want this nigga to get paid. If he pays JoJo, he ain't got to fuck with me for the rest of his life.
So look,
but
it's a $50 filing fee for 1,601 cent to 5,000, but you can, man. He doesn't pain or suffering or hard times, shit, stress.
Oh
or,
hell yeah,
gas or whatever. Make up some shit.
Oh, it's a lot of pain and suffering.
Hell yeah.
Pain and suffering is times three. Last time I heard, is whatever they owe you times three.
And I'm about to send this motherfucking video to the motherfucking casino.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sweet Pea, if we could do it like that, we might as well put that shit in action, JoJo, so you can get your fucking money. That's the only thing that I'm pissed off about, because you didn't get your cheese. And I'm pissed off about my motherfucking, my Laker coat and my goddamn hat. We could probably throw that in here as a bonus.
What
is it?
Nigga, the motherfuckers had this shit in this car. The motherfuckers, the niggas who was here, they took off. But boy, I could even get my Laker coat and my hat out the car. And I called that nigga like, nigga, I need my Laker coat and my hat. I ain't seen much, no layer coat, no hat. Nigga, my favorite goddamn coat on this planet, it was a reversible layer coat. And that motherfucker, I ain't got my coat no more. But my whole thing is, I'm really trying to give JoJo his cheese. So if it's something that we can do, and we got to go on to some legal shit, and then on top of that, I made the goddamn whole song, and the motherfucker gave me 2%. 2% of the goddamn song, and
down.
I made the whole fucking song.
That shit down. Take your beat back. If you give me trail,
okay,
you don't get to use it. Take that shit down.
Yeah, so I, JoJo, I think we gonna have to go legal, my nigga.
Yeah, it is what it is. But I'm still gonna beat his ass whenever I see him.
Oh well, yeah, we see him before then.
Yeah,
the legal shit is way
happen
out the window.
No matter what,
the legal
still gonna happen.
Yeah, the legal shit gonna be out the window. But yeah, we probably got to go out.
I'm gonna get my money first, and then I'm gonna sit there looking at that shit.
I'm gonna make that shit. Oh, yeah, so, yeah, we probably just got to go legal on that motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take a little longer because just for the fact that the nigga, you know, it's going to take a little while before we go on and do that shit. But, hell, we know that nigga address, so we just going to do what we got to do and file the papers and send that shit to his house.
Yep.
That's it. File the papers, send that shit to his house, go to court, and then the whole thing about it is, he ain't gonna wanna do that, so he just gonna go on and pay you.
I've been giving them a chance. I've been a big fan and all that. Now I want all my money.
Nah, nigga, pain and suffering now, nigga.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. You could damn sure put a dime on a nickel sack on that shit. I'm gonna put a dime on my nickel sack. Like, shit, I gotta move out my house because of your bitch ass.
Yep, but I lost my car, I lost movies.
Huh?
I got six measures or something. This is cash out.
Yep, all you got to do is play. So, we're going to try to do it the legal way, but at the same time, you know, we still getting ready to get fucked up. And then, look, though. My homegirl Nikki driving that nigga around, and he ain't even paid Nikki.
What's wrong with this dude? Why do you
want to do this? He ain't paid Nikki. Nikki was so mad. He was like, see, me and JoJo, we was thinking about, well, you know, we ain't getting ready to go and do nothing crazy because he got the kids. Nikki was like, fuck them kids. Nikki crazy as fuck. Nikki say, fuck them kids. I go over there and fuck his ass up.
But he gonna call the police. And then the ring camera's gonna pick up when he walk into the door.
Yeah, that's true, but she don't give a fuck. I don't know if she got her money or not. But she called me Super Bowl Sunday.
You didn't tell you that she did, so
I... She probably got paid, but cause she called me on Super Bowl Sunday, like, it's Super Bowl Sunday. Then the game paid me. I can't get no weed. I can't get no drink. I can't do shit. Then she called me Monday morning. Busy called me Monday morning and said, well, you know, shit, y'all still out in Vegas? And I'll be at home. I need to go to that motherfucker house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He fucking up in a major way. But me and Joe don't got him because we got some dirt on that motherfucker. And it's getting ready to be in the song. I know I already made like four songs about the nigga, but this one right here is really gonna be the one.
But the cool part about it is, now you say, if you leave a paper trail, you fuck up. Paper trail, you fucking flower to your old girl in Daytona.
Yeah, see, we was out in Daytona Beach. And it was the manager of the hotel. So this nigga sent her like what was about $120 worth of flowers and wind up fucking the bitch. And he don't want his wife to know that. But yesterday I hit that nigga. I said, yep, I got a new song called Flowers at the Front Desk in Daytona. And then I tagged his wife in that shit. That nigga was like, all right, man, whatever, man. It's cool. We cool. He didn't want his wife to see that damn post. So he took all that shit down real quick.
You know what? Now I'm getting mad. Now I'm going to inbox this bitch. I'm tell her everything. You can call her. She's a supervisor. I got to keep a lie about, and I'm gonna be a little prostitute ass bitch in Tallahassee.
Oh yeah, that motherfucker, that bitch when we was in Tallahassee. How are you? Hey,
Because I'm sitting here, I don't want to say
the
wrong thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the dopest shit ever. If you hit that nigga wife and tell her to ask Frank about flowers at the front desk, and the other bitch in Tallahassee,
be like, hey, ask Frank about Barbara and Daytona at the front desk. This is the speaker's life.
Yep.
And ask him about the prostitute in Tallahassee when he had me days in the hallway because he was scared because he thought he was going to get robbed.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, because I wouldn't even go there with people. You know what I'm saying? It's like I know too many motherfuckers who done, you know, cheated on their wives and all that old shit like that. But I actually wouldn't put that shit out there. I don't care how mad I am. But in this situation, oh, yeah.
Nigga,
he got to catch the flu.
Telling me he married her because of money. His father-in-law don't like him because he's black. Man, come on, man. Stop. Baby. Your mom was young.
Yep.
Well,
he's
ain't no global G-spot Atlanta, nigga. That was a blank piece of paper on the table. Because I told you to do that. You just bought into the company going around lying about G-spot. Nigga, come on, man, nigga.
Hey, nigga, hit Emily with that shit, nigga. That shit would crush the whole game.
I'm gonna send it to her.
What's the business here, brother?
Shit, man, ain't made it back up the hill yet. Just chilling, man, trying to get shit together down here.
Oh yeah, we sitting up here trying to make the law a deception.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, deception.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, motherfuckers want to act funny. We can really act funny like a motherfucker.
Hit that nigga wife with that shit, nigga.
So we can make. Hey, look though, cause look, I'm getting ready to stir up some beef in the house like a motherfucker. So, Jojo hit me and he said something about flowers. Then,
I'm gonna tell her straight, nigga. This is exactly what I'm gonna say, and I'm not gonna keep talking next. When I get her, I'm gonna be like, you know what? I ain't got time to play games, and she don't want to pay my money. You ask him about Beverly and Daytona when he sent the flowers to her, because he pays with y'all credit cards. You can ask DoorDash. Ask him about that hole in Tallahassee that he paid for that looked like Medina with her house. Nigga, stop playing with
me. Tallahassee.
Nigga, I'm not sugarcoating shit. And the yes man, he got fucked in his ass with the dildo with two white bitches. He just got fucked. I know too much shit because he came back and told me.
Man, send that shit to her, man. Quick, right now. I know Have Love getting ready to get up into some jam.
Have Love, what it do?
What's that, boss?
What's going on, man?
No booger be no booger.
What you got for us today?
No booger be no booger. Hell yeah, JoJo, send that shit right to that nigga wife, nigga. That's getting ready to fuck up the whole household.
He definitely gonna be trying to call you because he ain't got my new number.
Yeah, well, he ain't gonna, he could call me all he want. I ain't gonna answer the phone. He don't answer his phone.
What y'all doing? Y'all doing a motherfucking Peter Guns exposed his nigga's thing?
Yep. Exactly. You don't want to, look, check this out, K-9.
Communicate.
I'm gonna tell you, and a whole lot of motherfuckers, hey, True West Radio, I'm sorry, yeah, we lied, but it was scare tactics. We tried to make it seem like we was in Vegas, nigga. But, nigga, I had a mole out there in Vegas, so she was telling me everywhere they was at. I was like, all right, y'all at the hotel, bring your bitch ass outside, I'll fuck you up right now. I was like, did he come outside? She was like, nope, he ain't came outside. But I'm gonna tell you some real shit, my nigga. If anybody tell me to come outside, I'm coming outside.
You goddamn right.
There ain't no bitch up in here, cuz. That's the only thing I'm trying to tell a motherfucker. He didn't come outside.
That's, and that's just like how he tried to come out, like, oh boy, nigga. And I was outside by myself.
Nigga, I was standing by the ice machine. You wasn't by yourself. I'm like, bring your... Them niggas stepped, hey, K-9, them niggas thought that we was in Vegas. Me and JoJo at home. But the mole is telling me, them motherfuckers go to the motherfucker little seafood joint. She was like, oh, they at the seafood joint. And I was like, hey, cuz, I need some motherfucking crab too, cuz. I'm right across the street. Look. Everywhere he went, she was telling me where they was.
Damn.
I'm not a liar, but it was a good-ass scare tactic. That was the best scare tactic that I ever did in my life. I told JoJo, I said, look, bro, we getting ready to make it seem like we in Vegas. Hell, everybody who thought we was in Vegas, I didn't even tell them we wasn't in Vegas.
So this is the only thing about that, the only bad thing. You might just have to go on and take that shit down. You might not be able to go to the legal way, just say fuck them and take it all the way down. But if JoJo didn't write nothing on there, he could still file and break bread with you. Because the thing about it is, if he saw it, he supported. And, you know.
Well, the whole thing about it is, Sweet Pea, we wasn't in Vegas.
I know, but that was something he could get off on some bullshit like a small harassment charge or something. That's how they get down here in Texas.
A stalking
charge.
Well, how you gonna stalk a motherfucker when you ain't even in the vicinity?
He might say you had some killers out there.
Oh, we do.
Exactly.
for my life, Your Honor.
Yeah, I'm scared for my life. This guy is lunatic.
But look though, the girl who was telling me wherever he was at, he didn't even pay her yet.
Oh, Lord.
He mad as fuck. Mm. And she's one of them pretty girls, so you know she got like
Amber
niggas
alert.
That she like.
Amber alert. Amber alert child abduction. What the fuck? You get that scratch?
No, I didn't get it.
It was the only account in L.A. They
but yeah,
Amber
he
alert.
Came.
Just to take
look,
the
whole thing about it is, the whole thing about it is, we never actually threatened that nigga through the whole thing. The only thing I said was, I'm downstairs, come outside. That ain't a threat.
That ain't a threat, that's
well,
a problem.
She told me to laugh her ass out. Your face, he just rolled up on my Facebook. I'm scrolling. So by Daytona, so sweet was dildo in her ass.
Motherfucking game, nigga. I put it out there.
Man, these motherfuckers done got a child abduction out here, man. Long Beach. Child abduction. Long Beach. Amber alert.
What's the license plate? So if they come up this way, if I see them, I'll be like,
A, that shit is AXPG349. It's a 2021 Honda Accord Gray.
Because you know motherfuckers be coming up this motherfucker a lot. I see that motherfucker be like,
Fucking kid, the kid 4 years old. Crazy.
I do my whole pit maneuver, nigga.
Father,
I do my whole pit maneuver on his ass.
Is it one of the parents that abducted him, though?
It's like a little Asian boy, Justin Tang. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Because over here, I get a lot of them, but when you read the description, they'll tell you that they with the mother or the father.
Yeah, the father.
And
that's
I know.
Telling me.
Yeah, I know people don't have custody of their kids and stuff, but they just put out so many of them for kids to actually be with their parents, and ain't nothing wrong with them here that when it is something wrong, I don't get the real ones. I mean, they all real, but when something really going on and a child is with a stranger, I do not get them. Every time they send me something, it's somebody, they haven't came back with the kids, so they're refusing
yeah,
to come back on time. Or,
they just say right here that the child was abducted in Long Beach. It don't in Long Beach today at February. At 1730 approximately 1700 hours, the suspect was last seen driving a Honda Accord. He don't say nothing, no other fucking detail.
Do y'all know the meaning of parental alienation? What is parental alienation?
You don't own your kids, ain't you?
Parental alienation is one of the deepest things that a lot of people don't understand. Because it's like this. Parental alienation, since y'all didn't actually let me know what it was, I'll tell you what it is. When your mama or your daddy, whoever you with, puts down the other person. So most of the time, the kid is with the woman. So the first thing they do is be like, oh, your daddy ain't shit. So, you know, this, that, and the other, whoop. And that's what the kid grows up to think about their father or vice versa. Sometimes it's like the men might have the kid. And they be like, oh, your mama, you know, she ain't nothing. You know, don't be fucking with her. They die by boop. So that's parental alienation. So you get to a point in your life to where you be like, nigga, fuck my dad. Or you get to the point when you say, fuck my mom. You done already embedded a bad thing in this kid's life. To where that's what he thinks all the time, or that's what she thinks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wrong. You got motherfuckers who love their kids. You got women. It was a woman out here who snatched her kid up just a couple of days ago. They want to be with their kid, but they can't. But it's making this shit fucked up even more for the kid and them too. But you know what I mean? So sometimes motherfuckers be like, man, fuck that. I got my daughter. We getting by the road. Then sometimes the kid be like, yeah, I want to be with you, daddy. I don't want to be with mama because mama got a boyfriend and this motherfucker, he this, that, and the other, whatever. And vice versa.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, he probably got his kid and was like, fuck it, we about to roll. I ain't taking you back. You know.
I see my parents used to always talk shit to each other, but they made sure we was respectful to the parents. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
they looked at it, they was grown, you were kids. So, shit, we don't want to talk to each other, but you're going to respect them.
And I used to tell my dad everything. Somebody, I'd be like, so-and-so said this about you. And this one hit that. And the other one said that. And he just used to be laughing. Because I didn't even know that this nigga, when we was in the city and he was out of town, he would actually spend the night at our grandma's house sometimes. And she was the one who talked the most shit. And he called me one time. I was like, where you at? He was like, I'm at grandma's house. And he was like, I said, grandma who? He was like, Grandma Rosalie. I said, she ain't your grandma. I was like, what you doing over there?
I said,
she don't like you. I said, yes, she do. She just be talking all that trash in front of y'all. He was like, I be over here all the time. And my mind was blown.
When we was out there on that tour, remember when my daughter called? She said, he said, I want to see these motherfuckers. And I was like, nigga, you ain't getting ready to be looking at these niggas. No. She said, I just want to see their faces so if something happened to you, I'm going to come and kill their ass. Remember that shit, JoJo?
She wasn't playing either. She was like, yo, I see you. And anything happened to my daddy?
Yeah, Jazz is crazy. Jazz was like, let me see all these niggas' faces so I know who they look like. So if anything happened to you, I'm going to kill all them motherfuckers. I was like, damn, baby. I love you, though. Nah, but... You know, that's the thing. You know, it's like when, especially when, you know, you feel like you've been humiliated by, you know, the baby mama or baby daddy or anything. Sometimes they just be like, and then they don't even know what the baby feels. You know what I'm saying? They be like, man, I don't want to go back with mama. Shit, if I had my little daughter, and she goes, I don't want to go back with mama. I want to stay with you. I'd be like, why? Because her boyfriend probably did something to her. Or he probably mean and shit to her. I'd be like, all right, baby. All right, baby, we ain't getting ready to go back over there. We about to roll.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that?
I would definitely take them. Well, the thing about that is, and this is how I get the Amber Alert. It's because if I say, you got me fucked up, I'm not taking my son or my daughter back over there. You can't have them.
Exactly.
And then you call the police on me. That's where it comes from.
Exactly. Because if my baby came to me and said, I don't want to go back there, and I say, why? And then she say, because look, even my daughter Jazz, I think that her goddamn dad is 32, 33 now. But I think her goddamn stepfather was fucking with her because I asked her that shit before and she wouldn't even She was like, Dad, I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, God damn it, you don't want to talk about it? Because if she would have said that that nigga touched her, I would have went. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing about it. Sometimes them kids, they be, I don't want to go back there. And then what the dad do?
If neither one of y'all got tested in that town by the court, really don't mean
exactly.
Because that's your child.
Exactly, because see,
the only way they can send it out is when one person has the custody. That's why I say a lot of times the ones I get, they just be being petty back and forth towards each other.
I'm gonna tell you the real shit. Unless, cause right, if a motherfucker got a kid right now, and unless you go to the court and say I got custody of this kid, it ain't no custody of the kid nowhere.
I know.
You go to the court. You go to the court anytime and say, "I wanna take custody of my kids." It ain't nothing nobody can do. She could be with the mama all goddamn year, but if you go up there and you actually file custody for that kid is yours. Whoever don't file custody, the kid right now was just up in the air.
Right. Mhm.
Yeah, the kid is up in the air. So you could actually go down there and file custody for the kid.
Take your ass up to the court, file the child support on them bitches.
Oh, you a baby mama, y'all can be good as a motherfucker right now. Y'all cool. But as soon as she get fucked up, then she gonna take the kid, and then all you gotta do is go down there and file custody. Cause shit, I'm too old to have, I ain't having no more kids. But if I did, I'll go right to the court as soon as that baby born and get custody of that kid. And me and baby mama could be good as a motherfucker. But when she try to take that nigga and run with him, I'll be like, I own that. I mean, that's my kid. I got custody of him.
And that's how I want those notifications.
Wow. Hell, Love don't want to play no goddamn music and shit.
Y'all want to listen. I ain't really playing on that here, but by the time I play two goddamn songs, the show be over.
Well, you can play at least one or two little short joints.
Play a commercial or something.
Ain't that about a bitch?
Okay. Nigga, this your show. What the fuck you doing, girl?
Ring me in another soundboy dying. Whoa, hey. Criminally activated, really not out here faking. About that action. Going with the wind when I see you. California content creator, real rap, can't nobody fade him. Ass sidekick on the regular, got a gun flow, I'm irregular. Put the gun down, can knock out like your daddy used to. Get your ass up out of your clothes and your shoes too. Bing, bang, boom, hit it with the strength of a typhoon. Work out every day's what I do. Then I jump in the shower, head to the studio. Mr. CR, returns with a stupid flow. Killing competition, dead and dead. Send it to a gangster paradise like Julio. Luke, I'm your father. Dark Vader when I'm black with a vengeance. Stepping with a 454 engine, running over my competition. Big, a racket, high attack shit. Supermodel, look a bitch laying in my mattress. Hard to touch like a cactus. Serve your favorite rapper just for practice. I don't fuck with drag queens or men who wear makeup made by Maybelline. I'm a killing machine who studies the teachings of Malcolm X and Jamil Alameen. Jason Voorhees, fuck the police, can't be outdone. I am on one, no Tom Cruise, but I'm the top gun. Yoshinibu Shogun, put me to Japan with hands faster than Jackie Chan. That's what had your stupid ass looking like General Custer on his last stand. I don't fuck with the egotistical, think of the shit for Betty Lyrical. Spit with your biblical rap, niggas get out of line and I'll slap a nigga. Criminally activated, really not out here faking. About that action. Going with the wind when I see you. bring me along. Another sound boy dying. Whoa, hey. I make the crowd standing attention like Muslims do when the Adhan get called. It's a lot of people that I used to respect, but now I don't fuck with y'all. My criminal history goes on the way back to my time in juvenile hall. I sit there to say, no matter what you go through, get off your ass, go grab it and ball. I only listen to positive messages. Real niggas with big old necklaces, hopping out of Lamborghini trucks to Lexuses. Hey, listen, never the guest list. Walk through with the bag, they don't check shit. Beautiful queen right there when I'm erected. Security guards make sure I'm protected. Cause when you die, there ain't no resurrection. I don't do all the talking, I demonstrate negative shit in my life. I eliminate time for some action, I strike, I don't hesitate. Definition of a heavyweight, Libby Davis shooting at the cop. That's the opposition, not a choosing side. Niggas think they hot, but they really not. If you at the top, I'm coming for your spot. So don't get God. And when you make it to the top, don't forget about God. Cause he made you from dirt. And when you die, that's where you return.
My baby ain't hurt nobody.
But he still got his ass shot for being drunk and talking shit at the party. Criminally activated. Really not out here faking. About that action. Going with the wind when I see you. California content creator. Real rap, can't nobody fade him. Sidekick on the regular. And the gun floor, I'm irregular.
As I skate, no hate, but we had to shake the fake. Still we make that shit for the G-Stone, jaw full of weed smoke. And I still wear my chucks for the fees up of it. They love it, we do it, y'all knew it, who the truest. We lost one nigga and kept it moving like 24-7, 9-5, 7-11. I grew up from 87, where I saw 187s, 211s, 911s. Now add it all up and call a reverend. Still gotta pay to get to heaven, so it's 24-7, all day, every day. I'ma do this shit my way. For what your mouth and mama say, nigga, nama say. And I'ma put the nine away. Yeah, show my niggas how to grind away. And keep it gangster at the same time. I even hit you with the same line. 24-7, I don't give a fuck. Long as I got on my khaki t-shirt and chucks. 24-7, I don't give a fuck. Long as I got on my khaki t-shirt and chucks. And that's all day, every day. All day, every day. Every day, I don't give a fuck.
24-7, all day, every. Pistol in the Chevy when the situation heavy. I wanna hit, she let me. Now her and I are besties. I'm pulling up hard, I Uber Eats and watch the Espy. So many haters test me, praying for my downfall. I'm swinging for the fences, but you niggas hitting ground ball. Yes, yes, y'all, back on that east side. West side, G-slide, G-ride, bonafide. Just keep it to the G and you gon' find us. Peaceful when we moving, but them killers right behind us. No longer wearing blinders, cognizant of everything. If you can't keep it Gucci, then we ain't doing anything. So let me just insist you put respect on it. The name and the game, put a check on it. So many niggas fiending for the fame. I'm only here for the money, look, that other shit is lame.
24-7, I don't give a fuck. Long as I got on my khaki t-shirt and chucks. 24-7, I don't give a fuck. Long as I got on my khaki t-shirt and chucks. And that's all day, every day. All day, every day. All day, every day. I don't give a fuck.
Who banging like a G-Do, dub S-Z-Do, locked up in the Rego, I'm Evo, nigga. California hoop ride, sip gas and G-slide, pivot on these bitch niggas, west side ride. We get the bouncing and them frolics, stay hot on them. I'm that sharp shooter that'll put that fucking dot on them. Knock that, drop that, pop that, 40 caliber fly release, nigga, cause I am about that. My wrist don't have to be froze, I'm big money. 2 mil around the neck, now that's funny, I'm invested, I'm real estate. Collaborate the interest rate, body by your ratio, nigga. Then elevate. We won't smoke though, like rockin' no joke though. Big havoc, the lyrical spit is loco. It's 24 though, 7 in the low low. All day, every day, I don't give a fuck, bro.
24-7, I don't give a fuck. Long as I got on my khaki t-shirt and chucks. 24-7, I don't give a fuck. Long as I got on my khaki t-shirt and chucks. And that's all day, every day. All day, every day. All day, every day. I don't give a fuck. 24-7, I don't give a fuck.
longest I got on my khaki t-shirt and chucks. 24-7, I don't give a fuck. Longest I got on my khaki t-shirt and chucks. And that's all day, every day. All day, every day. All day, every day. I don't give a fuck.
When I get that one chance to get up out of here, one chance to fly the coop and flip the bird on all who doubted me. I got a little message for you busters I start riding with. I get up to the top when I look down, don't come and bother me. I get up to the top, I hope my ego still affects your peace. I get up to the top when I look down, you still afraid of me. I get up to the top when I look down, it's always up with me. I get up to the top, don't go reclaiming me, you dead to me. I know my haters watching, hope I drown and go to flopping. Plenty family and so-called friends that keep me in their mouth. While you sucking on the truth, make sure you slob up on Monroe. I really wanna watch you gag, wish I can see the way you choke. Feel like you turned on me eternally and led me to the rope. I tied a noose and chunk the douche, cut that circulation off. You wanna know about Miss Julia, then turn your speakers up. Got plenty of real ones steady rocking with me, that independent clutch. I put my feelings in the binges, got the counterfeit from near me. Shift my gears to feel the switch, start stacking paper just to flip it. Got my feet up on the gas, ain't slowing down until I'm 6 feet deep. You pillar talking undercover, suffer. Case immediately. You gotta keep your family first, that family that you building with. That blood ain't thicker than water, don't really care which way you're streaming. Really wanna line them up, make sure they stay on fleek, real casket clean. That loyalty run deep with me, I'm burning bridges rapidly. It's best you learn your boundaries, real focused on calamity. You cross me in your life, call it a blessing, try to keep the peace. You know I'm on that get back when I start talking all recklessly. I stay away to keep my peace ain't near. Cause when I get that one chance, that one chance to get up out of here. You all can burn in hell, you turned your back, you're now an enemy. I be cutting off these bones, I like to watch them turn to amputees. Keep diarrhea on these clowns and stock up more up on my toiletries.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Yeah, we back up in this thing, man. Who is that damn freak?
I know what I'm doing. He's gone out of here.
Who is that 323 down there?
822. 323, 822. Who that is?
Top hat.
Oh, what's going on, bro? Welcome to Two Words Radio.
I'm out here. I'm out here, man. Up here in the background.
Oh, that's what's up.
You back there pop locking?
Nah.
That nigga lying.
That was your beeper.
That nigga lying. They just caught him on video doing the robot.
Hey, look,
Topaz.
Hey, Topaz, you was the one who gave us those damn walkie-talkies when we was doing that show, huh?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, he gave us the walkie-talkies so we knew where everybody was.
And you know
what? We had the walkie-talkies, we was walking around, so wherever we was at. Yeah, we had the
walkie-talkies.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to use them just because I had one. Hey, now, where you at? I'm at the gate, now, where you at? That nigga standing in front of me type of shit.
Nigga, hold on. I was trying to talk to you while you was on stage, nigga. You weren't answering.
I couldn't hear shit. Yeah, because JoJo was sitting in the VIP, and I'm on the stage. I got headphones on, so I couldn't even hear the walkie-talkie going off.
See, therefore, you know, it's amazing that you get the help from you.
But every time I was talking to K-9, and K-9 is standing right there in front of me. K-9, where you at?
When a couple of people that was sitting on there were hearing people's conversations, that was another thing, too.
That shit was the dopest shit ever. When I put that shit on my Facebook, I was like, damn, nigga, we got walkie-talkies walking around this motherfucker. Well, we can find out where everybody at. Nigga, showtime, get on stage.
Did you ever find your other two walkie-talkies?
No, yeah, I picked up that one from Joe Man up in Long Beach, so I got it in my car right now, that other one.
Well, you were still missing one, right? It was two you was missing?
Don't worry about it. I got like 20 of them things.
They got the
bags
on
and 10 limos.
I ain't never, that was the dopest shit ever, nigga. He was like, here, everybody take some walkie-talkies. That nigga just passing out walkie-talkies at the show.
That's a good idea.
I like that. Hell, I mean, it wasn't like the motherfucker was just super huge, but still, we knew we were communicating and shit.
Hey, back in the 80s, it would have been brick balls.
Hell yeah, nigga.
Back in the 80s, brick balls jumping out here. Yeah, get the brick balls.
That bill was going to be high.
Motherfucker got a goddamn bag of brick phones, nigga, that weigh about, nigga, like 700 pounds. Hello, where
and
you
one
at,
thing
nigga?
About that motherfucking phone, they had a great reception.
Good thing about them phones, you could just bust a nigga in the head with that shit, nigga. What, nigga? Bow!
Man. Big, that was a big ass fucking phone. You think about it, man, heavy. That was a big ass phone. With that long ass antenna.
Y'all make sure y'all bring all these activities. Bring all these activities. Bring your ass back tomorrow. BYTM.
Yeah, they had this spot called Dale Commerce. He said, have them phones going, man. It kept them alive.
Oh, you don't believe the show finna be over with? You still trying to talk? Bring your ass tomorrow night. Y'all come here.
As long as you don't hit end episode, we can still talk.
Yeah.
I don't hit nothing. When I set the show up, I set it up for a third time.
True West Radio, well, we out. We going to be out. If
peace
not,
out,
don't hit an episode, we gonna still be here.
We'll try tomorrow. We ain't set up for the night. Y'all be easy.
Yeah,
don't eat too much grease. Make sure you water your jigger. We out, baby.